Great Lakes water, and our health. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Just in case the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement isn't on your summer reading list, here's the gist of it. It's an agreement between the U.S. and Canada, and one of the goals of that agreement is to make the Great Lakes more swimmable, fishable, and drinkable. The International Joint Commission is an independent binational organization. It gives advice to the U.S. and Canada on meeting those goals, among other things. And the IJC has a Health Professionals Advisory Board. The board's come out with a report on 5 ways to measure risks to our health from contaminants and other hazards in the Great Lakes. Dr. Howard Shapiro is a Canadian member of the advisory board. Dr. Shapiro, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
One of the indicators you've proposed is contaminant levels in fish. Mercury is one of the things that comes to mind. What are the other contaminants that you'd be looking at?
So, although they haven't specifically come up with a list at the end, we're looking at things such as PCBs, DDT and DDE, other pesticides like toxaphene. Now, it may not be all of these, but some may change over time, but that's the initial thoughts.
Another one of the indicators that you want to look at is risks from Great Lakes beaches. What kind of things fall into that category?
So it has to do with when people swim, and we know the water isn't as pure as our drinking water, and there's a risk of getting an illness because of the organisms that are in there, whether they're bacteria, viruses, or parasites. And the way people would get sick is either with a digestive system problem, they may get a rash, sometimes people can get infection of the ear, or even sometimes a respiratory infection.
Have we gotten better at monitoring beaches for contaminants and warning people about them?
I think right now there's a lot of work. It's hard to say whether we're getting better or worse, but there's a lot of innovative things also being done to try and look at new indicators and also ways to make the public notices more timely. So that right now we commonly look at an indicator bacteria that takes about 24 hours to measure. So when we provide an alert, it's often reflecting the conditions of a day ago. So different jurisdictions are looking at things like using models to predict that day what's going to happen based on weather or water conditions, or to do tests of the water directly that are available in a few hours instead of overnight.
Now, when it comes to drinking water, what are the kind of things that you want to see measured?
We are looking at a number of different things. We're looking at things to do with the chemical integrity of the water, as well as the biological hazards of the water. And the thing that's a bit different here is we're looking at the source water as opposed to the water after it's been treated.
How will these indicators be used to make sure that we're improving the Great Lakes?
So if they're adopted by the International Joint Commission, they'll be the way we track progress on these different areas, and they'll be reported to the different governments so that they can take action.
Dr. Howard Shapiro is a member of the International Joint Commission's Health Professionals Advisory Board. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.